It is a cold day, even for the early spring. White frost on the ground, and green barely touching the trees, but folk come from far and near for the hanging. They crowd the market square worse than for a fair. It is dangerous for me to be there. I see them glancing and whispering. That's her, the granddaughter. Daughter of the devil, more like. Then they turn away, sniggering, hands covering their mouths, faces turning red at the lewd images they conjure in their own mind's eye. The evil is in themselves. I should flee, get away. They will turn on me next unless I go. But where to? What am I to do? Lose myself? Die in the forest? I look around. Eyes hard with hatred slide from mine. Mouths twitch between leering and sneering. I will not run away into the forest, because that is what they want me to do. I keep my eyes forward now, staring at the gallows. They have hammered away for a night and a day putting it up. You can smell the fresh-cut wood, even where I stand at the back of the crowd. What powers do they think we have, my grandmother and I? If she had real power, would she not be able to undo the locks to their stinking dungeon and fly through the air to safety? Would she not call up her master, Satan, to blast and shrivel them to dust and powder? And if I had any powers, any at all, I would destroy all these people right here and now. I would turn them into a mass of fornicating toads. I would turn them into leprous, blind newts and set them to eating themselves. I would cover their bodies with suppurating sores. I would curse them from generation to generation, down through the ages, so their children and their children's children bore gaggling half-wits. I would addle their heads, curdling, corrupting the insides of their skulls until their brains dripped from their noses like bloody mucus. I was so lost in my curses that only the sudden silence of the crowd brought me back to what was about to happen. Black figures stood on the pale boards, silhouetted against the white of the sky. Witch finder, minister, hangman. In the unexpected quiet, a sneeze sounded loud. Obadiah Wilson's thin figure bent forward, suddenly convulsed. He took a handkerchief from his pocket and held it to his face as sneeze after sneeze racked him. When he took it away, the crowd drew breath. Blood bloomed thick and red on the snow-white linen. It was the only colour on the whole platform. My grandmother was brought forward for all to see. She was held, arms pinioned behind her, then pushed to the foot of the ladder that leaned against the gallows tree. She ignored the eyes on her, looking over the upturned head, searching for me. Her eyes found mine, and she smiled. Her glance went sideways to Obadiah Wilson, self-appointed witch-finder, trying to staunch the blood pouring from his nostrils, and she nodded very slightly, as if to say, "Well done." She nodded again to someone behind me. That was the last I saw of her. The hangman stepped forward. He held a hood raised to cover her face, and at the same time a cloak closed around me. I was taken down one of the steep alleys leading from the market and was pushed into a waiting carriage just as I heard the crowd's roar.